On with Mario Lopez.
Hey, it's Mario Lopez. Let's pick up the phone right now. Singer-songwriter Alessia Cara is waiting on hold. Alessia, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. First off, congratulations on Saturday Night Live. I thought you just crushed it. You sounded great live. How much fun was that?
Thank you. I was the best time. I've been a fan of SNL since forever, so it was crazy to be on the show. And I think there's like just this collective energy, adrenaline from everybody, whether they've been on the show for years or their first time. I think everybody kind of has that excitement before you go on. So I definitely felt that, and it was so fun.
Well, I thought you killed it. And I love that show because you have to really have the goods. They don't fake it. You have to sing live and pulled it off. So did you go to the after party? Did you have a lot of fun?
Well, first of all, thank you. And second, I did go to the after party for like a second. As you can probably tell, I'm not really one for parties too much, but of course I had to go. Apparently it was a big deal. It was, you know, it's kind of like a tradition, mm-hmm. So I had to. And everybody was really, really sweet there. It was really chill. It was more like a dinner rather than a party, but it was nice. A good time. I had an amazing time.
And Alessia, your last name is, how do you pronounce your actual, is it Caracciolo, or how do you say it?
It's Caracciolo.
Caracciolo, Caracciolo, because your family's from Calabria, Italy, right?
Yes, yeah, we're Italian.
Yeah, my wife's family's also from Calabria, Italy, too. We were supposed to be planning a trip, so that's very cool right there.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool.
I saw you on Fallon also doing some musical impressions. I always love when artists do that. You did Ariana Grande and Lorde. Are there any other impressions you do?
I mean, not really that I think are good. I'm trying. I'm really trying to expand my impressions, you know, roster, but I haven't really tried any new ones. So I'm going to try, and then next time we talk, I'll hopefully have some for you.
I look forward to that. Well, let's talk some music right now. Scars to your Beautiful, huge hit. Were you shocked at how quickly the song just blew up?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I think especially for me, because my music, or the other two singles that I put out prior to this one, they never really took off right away. My music seemed to be sort of like a slow build, which I always, you know, appreciated just the same. But I never really thought that I would have a song that would take off as quickly, just because I was just used to things kind of happening slowly but surely. But I think, I don't know if it was the message of this song or whatever it was, but I'm just really glad that it made it to where it is, you know, at the pace that it did, because it just shows that people really, I guess, appreciated what I was saying. And it, I think it's a song that's needed, you know, in the world, especially right now. So I'm just glad that it's doing what it has.
When you sat down to write that song, what was your goal? What did you want fans to take away from it?
I think I just wanted people to get a different perspective on the whole, you know, beauty thing and body image thing. And I think a lot of the times when, especially in girls, I think guys as well, but especially with girls, you know, when we're lacking confidence, we just think that it's us that need to change. You know, we just think, what's wrong with me, or why doesn't the world like me? But I just thought it would be important to kind of provide a different perspective and say, well, you know what, maybe it isn't you, and it isn't you. In fact, I think it's the world that needs to start changing its perspective and start changing its heart, you know, because the world can be really harsh sometimes, and we can put these expectations on people. But I think it's about time that maybe we should start changing our perspective rather than changing ourselves.
That's a great message right there. And I want to talk about your song, How Far I'll Go, from the Moana movie. Tell us about that song.
That's a really fun song. Actually, Disney emailed me saying that they had this song written by Lin-Manuel Miranda, who's amazing. And they kind of told me the premise of the movie and what it was about. And I listened to the song and I loved it. And I really thought, honestly, that it was pretty similar to my life growing up and stuff, because the song is about being torn between following tradition and kind of exploring what you're not used to, even though people don't want you to do it. And that was definitely my life growing up. I grew up in a traditional family, and music was kind of, you know, not really the greatest idea, you know, in some minds of, you know, my family members and stuff. So I really resonated with the song and with the character, and I was like, yeah, I'm in. I'm going to do this. So that's kind of how that happened.
So what did your parents want you to get into or focus on?
I know my dad always said, like, something to do with teaching. Like, he wanted me to be a teacher, or, like, you know, the typical, like, doctor, lawyer type thing. And I think they always knew that I loved singing, but they just, the idea of not going to school and pursuing something that was, like, one in a million obviously scared them as parents, which I understand. But I was just like, guys, just let me try it. Give me a year. So I told them to give me a year, and if I wasn't signed in that year, then I would go to school. And I got signed in that year, thank God. So
well, that worked out. Wow, you gave yourself a short amount of time, too. That was a short little contract. Good for you. Later this month, you're going to be dropping...
Thank you.
You got it. Later this month, you're going to be dropping a new collab with Zed, a track called Stay. What can you tell us about that?
Well, this is his song. It's going to be featuring me, and I don't know how much I can really say about it, but it's a really awesome song, and I think as much as it's still very me, I think it still fits. It's still kind of different from what I've done in terms of just genre-wise. I think it's a bit more up-tempo, very Zed. And he just sent me a piece of the song, and I just rewrote a bunch of parts and kind of made it my own, and we made like a Zed Alessia pie.
There you go. Are you starting to think about your next album yet? Are you doing any songwriting at the moment?
Absolutely, yeah. I've had some time off over the holidays, and I've just been writing almost every day. I'm not sure how much of it is good or usable, but I'm really getting into the groove of writing again and working on new stuff, which is cool.
Nice, nice. So what are the plans for the rest of this year? Let me say that again in English. What are the rest of your plans look like? Any more touring?
I'm not sure about like my own tour, but I'm definitely doing a bunch of festivals. I'm doing some promo stuff overseas, going to Asia, which is really cool, Australia. And then after that, I guess just making some new stuff, spending some time in studios and just working behind the scenes.
And is home still Toronto?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I still live in Brampton, Ontario, at home.
Nice, nice. And you recently topped 1 million followers on Instagram, at Alessia's Music. How do you like to keep your feed fresh? How much do you like to reveal about yourself?
I like to kind of talk about what I'm doing with work and stuff, just because even for me to look back on all those things that I've done, it's kind of like a nice little visual journal almost, which is really cool. But I don't know if I like to say too much about my personal life or home stuff or my family, just because, I don't know, I think there are things that you should keep private. And in fact, I actually recently just disabled all of my comments, just because, I don't know, something about people having the ability to say how they feel about a picture that I post can kind of lead to some negative things. So I just kind of monitor everything the best way I can, but still give people an awesome, look into my life too.
Yeah, still get to share stuff. So are you busy enough that you don't have time for a social life, or you got someone special in your life?
I mean, it is difficult because when you're traveling so much, it is kind of hard to even keep relationships with my friends or even to talk to my mom some days. It gets difficult, but I think if you have good people in your life and if it's the right people, then you always kind of manage to have that. So I definitely do have, people that I'm close to that I can manage just to stay close to, regardless of the distance.
Well, that's a good answer, Alessia. That's a slick political answer right there. Well, the album is Know It All. It's available wherever you get music. You can follow her on Twitter, at Alessia Carr. It was nice talking to you today. Look forward to meeting you in person.
Thank you. I know, me too. Thanks so much.
All right, sweetie. Take care.
On with Mario Lopez.